Well, welcome, welcome, everyone. Thank you very much for joining me today. My name is Jack. I am just an Ohioan, for those of you who are meeting me for the first time. I live in Ohio. I'm Gen Z. I'm progressive. I'm proud. I'm passionate. And I'm doing what I can to stand up. It's nice to meet you, and I hope that y'all will do what you can to stand up with me. There's, good Lord, there's a lot of things that are going on in the world today, and it's really hard, especially when you look at healthcare, especially in places like the United States, where some people have to literally use all of their savings, every single bit of insurance that they can get, and they are not able to get that. They're not able to get the appropriate access and care they need, and that is solely because they are not without the supposed most important resource that we have, and that's money. You know, it to me, it is a great failure on our part, both morally, ethically, socially, and community, that we don't call the system out for what it is and say it's not right that we are allowing our fellow human beings to go through this without any support or care. And some procedures are even punished by people who just don't want to see certain people get appropriate health care. That's appalling to me. Why should for some people, we have people paying hundreds and hundreds of their own hard-earned dollars while a comparable family and a C-suite executive get free health care from their company, free health care from all these things? To me, it's disgusting. And what I am very excited about is that it seems that we are getting some class consciousness growing, and we are all trying to learn about what we can do, what are some reasonable, actionable items that we can do, how can we make our voices heard, how can we get into this. One of the things that I have been doing in my constant research for how to see what I could do to look into actionable items, look into seeing what we can do, I stumbled upon this group earlier tonight, and it was someone from TikTok, actually, and then it brought me to a place called People for the Adjustment of Healthcare. And this is a group that I've seen on Discord, and after getting to know some of them for a bit, they have been very helpful in sharing some information about what is coming down on January 19th. So in case you don't know, January 19th, there are people in cities all across the country that are working to organize a nationwide healthcare for all rally. I say rally, but rally. And it's so important that we use our First Amendment rights, because if we don't use our rights to make our voices heard about healthcare, more and more of the C-suite executives and the billionaires who are influencing the regulatory jobs in this country are going to further exploit us. They're going to further exploit us workers, and we need to make our voices heard about that. You know, I heard stories and have seen people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on medical equipment for people who are suffering from cancer, suffering from these awful, heinous diseases, some suffering from all of these other things that they need their healthcare with, and they need it bad. And yet, only to find out that the insurance companies and those who went and tried to stiff them with their insurance plans. More information that's coming out. I see it on my TikTok. I see it on Reddit. I see it from reading stories from people that people share things with me. It hurts my heart so much, because I know that we have the means to look out for and care for each human being on this earth, and we are not using them. To me, that's not just a failure of policy. It's a failure on us to say, hey, this is not okay. Like, I mean, look, it took us until 2023, 2022 to say, hey, let's cap insulin costs for people. I mean, hey, people need to have medication to live, to have the best quality of living that they can get. And that is not something that should be for profit based. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand someone has to acquire the ingredients. Someone has to make the medicines. Someone has to administer the medicines. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. That does not mean we should allow these for-profit companies and these C-suite executives from going against these people who are just trying to get through it. I'm so sorry to hear that, because he is not going to help us, Kathy. You know, that's the other thing. I'm also live streaming on TikTok Live for those of you who are just listening to me on my podcast. So in case you ever hear me comment something or say someone's name, it's because I'm live streaming on TikTok right now. Universal healthcare for all, absolutely. Meow mix up versus down. Well, in case anyone who's around right now, they should realize that it is up versus down. I mean, I was, what, 13 when the Occupy Wall Street movement, and then I heard phrases like, we are the 99% and we are these people who are trying to improve the lives of our human condition. It seems like there was a hiatus, and then like 13 years later, 2024, we're finally having this discussion again. We're finally seeing and rallying around and saying, hey, yeah, we have issues, left, right, whatever, but we are all living under poor socioeconomic conditions. We are all experiencing the same economy together. We are all experiencing the same cost of living crisis, housing crisis, food crisis, just all of these different things. And so you may be wondering to yourself, okay, I want to get involved. I want to see, I want to be part of this protest. Well, I'll do yourself a favor. Look up on Discord, if you can, the group that is called People for the Adjustment of Healthcare, or this is what a few people have been mentioning to me, actually sending a message or a text saying text the word Discord to the number is 1-541-921-7849. And I did get permission to share that too. I have permission to share that because people wanted to make sure that this got heard and that people were invited to join. I was part of the Occupy movement. It was the start of change. Wow. I'm not sure I could say the first part of that, but Little Helper, thank you very much for sharing that. That is really, really cool. You know, more and more people are realizing that yes, we might have differences in socioeconomic status of $100, a few thousand dollars, but essentially at the end of the day, 99% of us are all in this together, and we collectively are subsidizing the lives of the top 1%, especially the 1% of the 1%, but there's always that 1%. It's kind of like the old phrase, like someone once told me that there's always a few people that work to ruin it for everyone else, and you know, that goes with a lot of things like airport security, for example, a good example, a few people ruining it for everyone else. I can't name much more off the top of my head, but I hope you know what you mean, because I'd like to believe that a lot of people are good natured human beings who do want to see and help their neighbors out, making sure that their neighbors, their family, their loved ones, and their children have a better living condition than they did. And unfortunately, my generation, Gen Z, I am one of the people, or I'm part of the generation that's going to see our living condition remain at or be worse than the generation before us. And that isn't right. It is not right for all of us to be working so hard and doing everything we can day by day, whereas people at the very top are influencing every single aspect of our lives, from what we watch, from what we see on most major news, from what we see with our candidates and whatnot. You know, it's really, for me, it's really hard and disheartening to see as a young person that all these institutions that were supposed to protect us and supposed to ensure fairness have been chipped away slowly but surely by corporations and billionaires. And then one of the most inspiring times of history for me was during the Great Depression, at least how I understand that to be, because we had a lot of great activists come out and influence legislation like Social Security, like making sure we got Medicare, and then eventually, well, I could go on a whole tangent about that, but we have a lot of work to do. Like, it should not be acceptable that we are seeing a generation have just as or a worse living standard than the prior generation. Like, it's like a second gilded age. We are seeing people actively go out of their way to ruin other people's lives from positions of power and say, oh, we have to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps. It can just be really disheartening, especially for those who have been really in the thick of things. I am really, really excited for the fact that there are people who are out there who are wanting to do good, who are wanting to get involved, who are wanting to say, hey, yeah, I was left, or yes, I was right. It is so important and critical for us to say, yes, we may have these huge, insane differences, can we all agree that we can work on having better healthcare, better housing standards, better water and food standards, and then deal with everything else? Because, I mean, to me, like, that just makes the most sense, right? Like, yes, I understand some people are not as well educated about minority cultures and issues. I know that, and I want to help build that together. I believe that every single human being on this earth deserves respect, fairness, to be treated equally and fairly. We cannot get to that point of healing and mutual support if we don't collectively deal with the poor living conditions we're in, the poor healthcare conditions we're in, the poor standards of quality and most things we consume on a day-to-day basis. That's why I'm really excited for this protest. That's why I'm really excited for this group of people I found. Now, granted, it is just the first day I have engaged with them. I don't know much about them aside from this, but the fact that there are people who are out there working to organize and spread awareness and information about to organize, that gives me hope. So once again, I want to reiterate that on January 19th, there's a nationwide Healthcare for All rally. We need to use our First Amendment rights while we still have them. I mean, no one should ever say, yes, you do have the right to speak. Everyone has that right. We have to make it heard, we have to be loud, and we have to say enough is enough. Our health care is non-negotiable. Jomo, this is not just a one-day protest. Yep, that is exactly it. That is exactly it. Because what I'm hopeful for and grateful for to see is that this is not going to be something that's just a one-off thing. This is not going to be something that is just, oh yeah, we did that one protest and no. We weren't able to get civil rights. We weren't able to get women's suffrage. We weren't able to get the 13th, 14th, 15th amendments for just one day of protest. Like, that took years. And I'm so grateful that there are people who have committed themselves to those years. If more people committed to that, the easier things would be for us. Now, I still consider myself a Democrat. I also say that with a caveat in that I like to be a free thinker. I want to learn more about other people, their candidates, their policies, because a lot of it's nuanced. Sometimes you're going to end up with a person from the Democratic Party that sides with the Republicans on some stuff, especially LGBTQIA issues. And if you want to be a party to claim that you're the party of being the best, most supportive, then you have to really vet your candidates. Little Helper says, I've been protesting for decades and I will until things change. Hey, that's exciting stuff. Once again, if you're listening on my podcast and making it this far, thank you very much. I'm also live on TikTok right now. Now, there's not one person that I've seen or been around that has had a relatively good experience with healthcare, especially with someone in my generation. I have a lot of people who, for whatever reason, need their health care more so than others. And the things that they tell me, from the standard of care to the amount of attention or lack thereof, it's, it's so disheartening to me. Like, there are so many good, wonderful people out there who, if they just had their health care all taken care of, they would be able to thrive. They would be able to be the best versions of themselves, and in so doing, help other people out. But like, there's an old phrase or saying that you can't help others when you yourself are not being helped, or that you're not taking care of yourself. Some people don't have the means to take care of themselves because they don't have access to the best healthcare or any healthcare, and as such suffer and get compounding negative results from that. So sorry, not sorry, if I have a huge issue with someone who has a bajillion dollars and who could better every single human being's earth, every single human being's life on this earth is not, I have a huge problem with that. And I'm not ashamed to admit it, and I hope that a lot of people agree with me. It's like, we could have a better society already. We should have had regulations and things in place to make sure that people in the top 1% never ever had as much power and influence as they do now. And it's hard. It's hard because throughout history, so I, fun fact, I have a minor in history. I don't know all that much from history, but what I do know of is that there are a lot of things that come in cycles, things that rhyme. And right now we are in an era where, if you believe in like in horoscopes, astrology, that like, oh, it's been like 250-ish years since Pluto's been wholly around the sun. And then, well, the whole phrase and whatnot about every 250 years-ish in democracies. That's all I'm going to go with that. You connect the dots with it on your own. But it's really something that I really, really, really would be excited to see, and something that I could be helpful and proud of, is to support any movement and organization that's for the betterment of people. We could put all our, as many labels as we want on ourselves, like Democrat, progressive, you know, whatever. At the end of the day, if the organization I'm a part of does not go out of its way to help the human condition, does not go out of its way to better our society, does not go out of the way to protect the earth, that's not an organization that's going to get my support. And that's not a person or candidate that's going to get my support. Because my support for those who need it is unconditional. Now, I'm human. I have so much more to learn about this life and other people, but we need so much more empathy. We need so much more compassion to say, hey, I see you hurting, human being. I may not have anything to offer you at this time, but at the very least, I can recognize what you are going through, and I'm sorry that you're going through it. I empathize with you, and I will try to do what I can to make it better for you. Divisive political systems are intentional, says Little Helper. Yes. Yes, that is absolutely accurate. You know, the most inspiring politicians to me are Bernie Sanders and AOC. And I say that because they're not perfect people, but they've been consistent in fighting and advocating for bettering the human condition for their constituents, especially all Americans, but their constituents as well. One of the things that I would like to see is more progressives and more people who are compassionate about others speaking to others and saying, hey, I recognize that this is not perfect, but we can come together. And that is why with this group, the People for the Adjustment of Healthcare, like, it's so inspiring to me to see that people who are other people who are recognizing that we can't do this ourselves, we have to come together. There are many people out there like that. There are people out there from all backgrounds who want to get in on this. So if you're curious about it, if you can search on Discord, search People for the Adjustment of Healthcare. And once again, I have permission to share this. What is that number? Well, there's a whole lot of people out there who are looking into this. I'm not sure if you could search January 19th. I'm not sure if Healthcare for All or something's going to pop up for that. But in any case, I wholeheartedly believe in that we need to have a large, greater scale discussion about what is going on in this world, how we can better our living condition for others, and what we can do about it. You know, quite honestly, I was not expecting to come speaking today. I was not planning on just going on and speaking about this today. But after seeing some people be as active and as passionate that I am, or at least I feel like they are, that gives me hope. And I want to share that hope with whoever is listening. So if you joined, thank you so very much. I really appreciate you. My name is Jack, and I'm just an Ohioan. Please look into this. And please look what you can in your area. If there's anyone striking, if there's anyone on the picket line, if there's anyone who is trying to unionize, if there's anyone out there who is in an organization, I highly recommend looking into it. That's mostly nonprofits and some 501c3s and 501c4s are both nonprofits. Any organization that is confirmed to actively help people out, go check those organizations out first. That's my best recommendation. So, hey, I really appreciate you all coming on. This is my fifth episode. I'm just going to call it my, yeah, it's going to be the fifth episode. But my name is Jack. I'm sharing this information This is my fifth episode, and I'm very grateful for you. I hope you have a great day. I hope you all take care. And look into this, because make your voices heard on the 19th. At least I know I will.